Well, hello there, handsome. Aren't you just looking smart today in that uniform? You know, I just don't understand it. How could such a good-looking chap come to this dance here in London? One being thrown entirely as a token of appreciation for our visitors from the States. And not be fighting girls off with a stick. Well, I think I'd better do my patriotic duty as a British girl and show some gratitude for you coming over here to fight the Germans. Shall we start with the dance, handsome? Oh, I'm all puffed out. Let's just sit down a bit and get a drink. You Yanks aren't bad dancers. You sure know how to sling a girl around. All those twirls and throws up in the air, I could hardly keep up. Now, be honest with me, handsome. Were you just showing off what you could do, or did you want to catch a glimpse under my dress when my skirt was riding up and spinning round? Getting a look at what stockings I was wearing. Oh, no need to apologize. Maybe I wanted you to get a peek. What? Who says British girls can't be a little daring? Listen, maybe you don't know what it's been like over here. Since my 17th birthday, I've been growing up in the middle of a war. And in a war, we've all got to make sacrifices. We've only eaten meat once a week. Flower bed out back has become a vegetable patch. A bit of it that wasn't an air raid shelter. Can't hardly go out at night, and you've got to black out your windows if you do stay in. And most of the men in my neighborhood have signed up and left. So, maybe, I was thinking, I don't know, that I'm due a bit of fun. It was such a great boost for morale when America joined the war, you know? It really gave us hope that we weren't just doing this alone over here. That we could do more than survive. You probably already noticed, but we're all really grateful to see you. And, you know, it doesn't hurt that you're a hunky guy, looking real smart and sharp in your uniform. You won't need chocolate or silk stockings to turn this girl's head. Though, if you've got any you're not using, I sure wouldn't complain. I just want to have some fun, and I bet you do too. I've heard what they say about the Yanks. Overpaid, oversexed, and over here. I think they were trying to put me off fraternizing when they said that, but maybe it had the opposite effect. Well, you're looking quite interested there, handsome. So, I've got an idea. You and me, how about we find somewhere a little more private and we get to know each other? Oh, bloody hell. Now, seriously? Come on, don't just stand around staring when there's an air raid. We can't stay here. We've got to get undercover. Hey, watch where you're going. Shit, so you'd think that taxi driver hadn't been doing this for years. He even... Ugh, watch it. Don't push. Where's the nearest underground entrance from... Oh. Hey, wait. I've got a better idea. He didn't lock the cab. Come on, we can get in there. Trust me, the streets are going to be empty. No one's going to see us in there. What do you think? See us shagging. Come on, get in. It's not safe, but Do I look like I care about being safe? It's been like this for years. The sirens go off and we all got to run into the underground, into a bomb shelter, whatever's closest. Then we come back up and I get to see if my home's been turned into a crater. Every time I walk through London, I can see the houses that weren't so lucky. See all the burned out buildings. I could be dead tomorrow. I could have been dead any night for the last few years. I don't care anymore. Don't you understand yet? I want to just have some fun. I want to feel something. What's the point in being a good girl in times like these, when the world's gone mad? If I'm going to die, I want to feel alive first. Come on. Listen, if you're going to keep looking at the door, soldier boy, you've got to decide what you want more. Me or getting below ground? Because you don't get both. We're not getting any privacy in the underground stations, and I'm not making this offer again. Bloody good choice. Now, let's get that uniform open. I want to feel you. What do they feed you yank boys on to make you this big? You like looking down my dress. Come on, you can do a lot more than look. Get a handful. That's right. I'm not wearing a bra underneath this dress. It feels so naughty. Feels like you don't know where to get a handful first, handsome. One hand under my skirt. One slipping my dress off my shoulders. That's it. Just forget the outside world. Let me hurry you up a bit. Get those trousers open. And just go on a little treasure hunt. Oh, yes. I know. Talking about how we should find somewhere safer doesn't sound very convincing. Not when your dick's throbbing in my hand like this. Hey, move up. Let me just kneel on the seat over your lap and... You look surprised. Not expecting a British girl to know how to suck a fella off. Is that what they told you before you came here, huh? That we're all hoity-toity and frightfully posh and refined? That you had to be on your best behaviour? Well, some of us like a good time as much as your American girls. And some of us don't see the point of beating around the bush. Hey, not yet. Not before I get to feel that dick up inside me. Let me pull my knickers to one side. Come on. There isn't much space. Let me just sit on your lap. Oh, look at that. You had a rubber ready to go. You looked so innocent, but you went out looking for trouble tonight, didn't you? Let me get it on. There. Just hurry bloody up and put it in. Yes. Let me just get it all the way in. Settle down on your lap. Do you like my ass? I'm guessing so, seeing as how you're lifting up my dress and getting such a big handful of it. Have I done this before? A lady doesn't tell, even if I'm not a lady. Oh, yes. That feels so good. I just want to feel alive for once. Yes, come on. Get my dress strapped down. Bra too. Oh, you like my boobies? Oh yes, get your face in there. Come on, you can go faster. I'm not made of glass. Hey, eyes on me. Nobody's on the streets anymore. Nobody's going to see what we're doing. But it's fun, isn't it? Being this dangerous. Oh yes, keep doing that. Just grab my hips and bounce me on that dick. Oof. Hey, watch the ceiling. I nearly bumped my head. No, it's good. Better than an alleyway or pile of coats in the cloakroom, that's for sure. Just go nice and steady, alright? Oh, it feels so good. I think I'm gonna... Oh, no, don't look round. Don't look now, but there's an array warden outside. No, he's not kicking us out and telling us to go get below. He's watching, trying to be subtle. And I think he likes what he's seeing. It's okay, the windows are fogged up already. See? He can't see our faces properly. Why would I want to stop? I'm all worked up now. And it's kind of a thrill, being watched. Yes, I am a dirty girl. You only just noticed. Come on, let me kneel on the seats and you just go in from behind. Let's put on a bit of a show. Ugh. That's so deep. Just take me from behind. Feels so good. Wait, let me get a hold of the door. I'm nearly knocking my head into the window. Oh, that's better. Come on, thrust harder. Come on, I'm offering you some fine British hospitality. Make the most of it. Oh, yes. That's driving me crazy. You leaning over me, grabbing my breasts, nibbling my ear all at once. That feels so good. Oh, why are you rubbing now? Oh, that feels so good. You learned that from the girls back home in the States. Oh. Keep going. I'm feeling really good. Oh, you don't know how much I needed some relief and getting pounded from behind by a big, strong American lad is just what I needed. Yes, keep going. Thank you. It's coming. I'm gonna. Hey, pull out. Get that condom off. Hey, don't make that face. I'm not gonna leave you like that after you've rogered me that well. Let me just twist round and suck you off. I can taste it already. You're nearly there, aren't you? Yeah, someone's watching me suck your dick, my ass in the air, my tits hanging out my dress. But you don't care, do you? Come on, fill up my mouth. I want to taste you all night long. Mm-hmm. Mmm. Looks like our mystery watch has gone. And the sirens have stopped. Hey, we better get moving. You need to get back to the barracks, right? And whoever this cab belongs to isn't going to be happy if he finds us still in it. Maybe we'll run into each other some other night. You never know your luck. Or mine. And I've got a whole lot more to be grateful to the Americans for now.